It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883.
All right.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
All right. So I'm mingling a little politics with your personal problems. Look, I finished the first hour, and the last thing I said was hurt and rescue. Now, the subject is stress. But when you hurt somebody, whether you mean to do it or not, see, in order to hurt somebody, if you're innocent, you can't hurt anybody. Innocent people don't hurt innocent people. And whatever innocence is, it doesn't enjoy pleasure of hurting people, like it is for some people who enjoy the pleasure of degrading other people. There's two different sides of this coin, good and evil. So the way that possession works, the ownership of a country, the ownership of a person. Surely there's people of you know that you, the battered wife syndrome. Well, why can the battered woman syndrome, or why does she want to stay with the person that beats her? Have you ever understood the dynamic here? Because she is battered into feeling useless, not worthy of anybody. That's what being beaten down does. But being upset means being turned, your loyalty turns towards the person who upsets you. If any person upsets you, then they're the cause of your effect. The right way is God's the cause of your effect, but you have a mechanism that allows you to give yourself to other than him in people. So when you are bullied, intimidated, when you are stressed, that's the correct word, stressed, is stressing, the stress is the test of your temperament. Who do you belong to? Hello. Who do you belong to? The person who owns you will always scent you, smell you. They sense you. They want to test you to see who you belong to. If you show fear, if you have fear that's built in already from other people, if you're meeting a person who similar to the person who stressed you, then you have the same reaction. They can reach inside you and to rattle your nerves a little bit and make you do what they want, and they take possession of you. The stronger horse always wins. So what stresses you owns you. What upsets you owns you. What makes you angry owns you. You can hide it, but you can't avoid the consequences of it. You can hide it and become very strong and go home and take it out on your kids and be a strong mom and strong dad, but it's a wrong strong. There's a hostility behind that that has an effect on those children, on your wife, your husband. It's infectious. Your anger, your inability to deal with stress, your lack of virtue, your loss of sovereignty reverses the order of the kingdom of heaven on this earth to the kingdom of hell on this earth. That's very simple. Now, if you don't like it, go fly a kite in a thunderstorm, because I'm not a naysayer. I'm trying to warn you that it's your weakness. You are conquered by a weakness you don't want to admit. You have faults you don't want to admit. That's why you take drugs. Or there is a school of thought, schools of thought, Christian, Jewish, religious, political. Thou shalt not be aware of yourself. Hurt and rescue. We will hurt you and we will rescue you. So it can happen that people hurt you and then say, oh dear, dear, I'm so sorry. You know how that game is being played? And then you feel, and all of a sudden, they embrace you, and they nurture what their cruelty has planted. Do you understand hurt and rescue? and rescue and hurt. When they rescue, they're hurting you as much by making you dependent on their rescuing you. Yet there's the devil that's rescuing you, in a manner of speaking. Now, there isn't anybody that you know that knows as much as I know about this, and this is only just a little tiny bit, and I'm trying my hardest to make you see it without making you think I'm a naysayer. All right. Now, I'm going to take my calls in just a minute. 800-866-8883. Call my office and get the cure stress device. Cure stress device. It works for the military, but this one is on a little tiny computer the size of a credit card and earphones. Please, 800-877-3227. Okay? Be right back.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding,
that stuff.
Here is Roy Masters.
Okay, 800-866-8883. Look, I'm not a naysayer. I'm only telling you what your faults are. And if I was a wicked swine, I could exploit your faults. I could be very, very rich, but I'd be a big devil. I'd give up my soul if I played the game that's being played with you by your government. Many of them are soulless. They have ideologies, socialist ideologies, the lust of power. And that's what's happening, the lust for power. And so they will intimidate you and hurt and rescue. They hurt you, then they rescue you. And they hurt you, they create a problem, and they exploit that, and then give you a solution, and they give you the cure that's worse than the disease they just caused. They'll never give you a solution. Your rabbi won't give you a solution. You'll always have to go to your rabbi to get an answer, which is horrible for other people to give you answers and you can't see it for yourself. You can have discussions with people who are wise, but not because it's mandatory. You go to your rabbi, and if the rabbi says it's all right, you do it. Now, that's a zombie life. And so you need to think for yourself, but you don't understand that you do not think for yourself. You do have moments where you think for yourself, but those moments, as you get older, they become less and less and less. And you get more and more lost in the cocoon of your body, where a metamorphosis takes place, where you end up being something other than you really don't need to be. Hurt and rescue. Rescue and hurt. The rescue is as much harm. It does as much harm by the rescue, because it doesn't deal with the hurt. And because the rescue is also the hurt. The cure is worse than the disease. So now let's go. So this is how your country is being destroyed. There will be no way back after you. There is no way back after you go past this fiscal cliff. Means your money is not worth anything, and after a while, you won't have any real security, because your military can't buy anything for pieces of paper that are not worth anything. And you won't be able to buy anything because the pieces of paper you have in your bank is not worth anything. And the money that was given to everybody else, they got gold and silver. They did something with it. And you got nothing. All his friends, all the friends of the politicians, all the friends of the president, they all got investments in this, and they have securities. But yours isn't just nothing. You can't afford your house. You can't afford to eat after a while. There is no way back from this. I assure you, there is no way back. unless you get a hold of yourself now and understand you're being played. You're being gamed. All right. Now, let's go to, let me see, Jason in Las Vegas. I forgot to clean my glasses. My eyes are a lot better, but I need to get close up to my screen here. Hello. Hello. Is it Jason?
Yes. Hi, Roy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Nice to talk with you.
Thanks.
yeah, you know, you're always spot on with what you say, but what I wanted to do was tie into, I think it was the last call. I've been on hold for a minute, so I'm not sure, but it was the gentleman that, I don't think he was calling you a naysayer. He was just talking about, you know, how to maybe approach it differently, and I think your main point about understanding the meditation and the cure, how to cure stress and how to not play the game.
That's right. That's the way you win. You win by not playing the game, and you're playing the game when you get angry and upset for the stress.
Well, here's the thing, though, is that I'll be honest. I'm kind of surprised, Roy. I mean, I think you're great and you're spot on, but I'm a little bit surprised that you kind of come with the. You got to march. You got to march on DC.
Yeah, no, but there's got to be something. There's got to be some movement.
Here's the thing: is when you say march, I really feel that what will happen if we have all kinds of people march is that we're too far along in the game, and I fear that when we go and march, all that's going to happen is the mainstream media is going to characterize and categorize that group of people in some extremist type of program or mentality, and I think the more important message that you're sending with wake up, quit being a sucker, quit making them be the devil that they are, and then letting them try to be the angel to fix.
Well, actually, you're quite correct, but I'm only trying to say something. But you can't do that something, whatever that something is. You can't do it in the state of mind we're all in right now, in an angry state of mind, frustrated.
I agree. And what my point is that I think that the New World Order structure and what its intent and ultimate plan is something that nobody fully understands exactly what they're doing. Well, we understand what they're doing, but the final outcome, I don't think ultimately that we're going to change or that it's possible to change completely what the plans are. But as the caller was stating, through personal responsibility, you have to understand the game, quit playing it, quit buying their cable television programming, quit buying their medical insurance, quit buying their drugs, quit buying their mortgages. Quit buying their foods that are...
But you have to understand, half the country will not change because
that's their problem. But even in this time with the difficult economy, with people struggling, there's still people that are being successful. There's still people that are operating businesses.
That will slowly fade away.
Well, it will, but you know what? It's just like anything else in life. Everything is a choice, and if people choose not to change... I mean, let's face it, nothing's going to get better if people...
You're running off the track. You're running off the track. I'm saying that you have to be ready. We have to return to dignity. You have to return to your Judeo-Christian roots.
Absolutely.
And I love this country where it says one nation under God. We got to be very careful.
Too.
We don't want to have the one nation or one world under demagogue, or one world under human rule. I like the idea one nation under God, and I see that we have to let go of our culture. We have to let go of our religiosity, the rigidity of our religiosity and our leaders. We have to find the one leader, which is God within us all, that makes us one nation under God. It's the priests and the rabbis that get in the way.
Good.
The priests and the rabbis get in the way.
Can I remove the cheese and the sauce and get rice?
What? Oh, okay. I'm just trying to say just put him down for a minute then. What I'm trying to say is that I come from England. I've brought some of my English with me because as you start with with culture like cannibalism. You don't survive cannibalism. If there's any brightness in your eye, they put you in the soup pot. But slowly but surely, if you go up the scale, you get to a place like England, English, and America, as it once was. And here, we were once free to be who we could be, to our fullest potential. But, you know, a moth got in. With the Mayflower comes also the dark side. And it's beginning to take hold here. And our enemies have understood our opulence and weaknesses, and they're taking advantage of it. And it's been 53 years. And all I'm saying is that we have to return to our roots. And the roots have something to do with letting go of our cultures, our individual cultures. If a Mexican comes across the border, he needs to leave his culture behind. Otherwise, if he brings his culture with him, he brings dictatorship. That's a simple way of saying it. He's enticed by the Democrats to have things that other people had worked hard for, and he has no business having it unless he works for it. So those who come across the border escaping dictatorship actually will become part of a dictatorship because they didn't leave their culture behind. I left some of my culture behind. I'm not a typical Englishman. If you go to England, you'll find that Englishmen are very, very timid and weak as a whole. There's always individuals there, of course, but they're very, very feeble people. They're so demoralized, dehumanized. They're weak. They're weak and simple and gutless. I'm sorry. I left there a long time ago because it began to be that way. And I saw America, and America is becoming that way. We need to leave. We need to find the roots. Islam, Judaism, Christianity, they have, each one of them have pieces of it. If you can put the pieces together, it's all within you. You can reach within your heart. If you can drop the stress, if you can find the way to deal with stress, you have found virtue. Only virtue can help you deal with stress. And you're not going to find virtue by verses and chapters, by various, you know, ideologies or religious ideologies. You're not going to find it because you always have a leader, someone always teaching you what to do. I found within myself what I needed to find within myself, and I want you all to find it within yourself. That way we can be one nation under God of every race and color and creed, because we all have the potential to find it, that door. Knock and the door shall be open to you. We all have that ability to find it. And I found the way within 10 or 15 minutes you can find it. And you don't need anyone to teach you anything. Jesus says, don't call any man teacher. Don't call any man your father. You only have one teacher and father. He's within you. What the hell are you heaping up teachers for you? How are you going to learn to be a Christian if it takes you all years and years and years to study all the words and the Holy Writ? You can learn it in minutes and seconds. It will descend upon you like a cloud. Okay, please. Okay, now let me just go back to my friend Jacob now that he's back. He's gone already. Okay. Is this a different one? Is Jacob a different one? Okay. Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Yeah, hi, Roy. You know, listen, I'm going through the hypnosis right now, and the tape. And, you know, I as I'm into, is the word hypnosis really?
Well, what I have discovered is the counter-hypnotic. Culture is hypnotic. The fact that you're born into Borneo and you're born into a cannibal society means you cannot help but be what they want you to be. And you cannot be true to yourself.
Okay.
That's a very simple point.
What I'm doing is, as I'm listening to the tape and I'm listening to you, I see parts of darkness in my mind. And I'm wondering, what is causing that? I see light.
No. There is darkness in you. That's what you're looking at. If you close your eyes and look at your eyelids, you'll see little pixels of light moving across the screen of your mind. If you see blackness, I would pray for that light.
Okay, now, do I see black and white, or do I see
color? No, it's almost like looking at a sky, but all the stars are moving backwards and forwards, like little pixels.
So it's actually black and white then?
Yes. It's like little pixels, across the screen of your mind.
But if I see complete darkness, that means there's something about me that
It's very, very dangerous. Something about you that's missing.
And how do I resolve that?
I think you need to pray for everything you've got for that light that comes. Because all you need to do is everybody close their eyes. And if you can see light, with your eyes closed, and you could see the middle of your forehead light up like a Christmas tree with little lights moving, but they move. They're like little pixels moving, like a program.
Okay, I get it now. I think I'll try to do that. I think I'll pray to our Heavenly Father even more and ask for that light even more.
Yes, all you have to do is want that light. You had it when you were a kid. Everybody has that light, and you don't know what it is. When you close your eyes, you see that light, and then sometimes you get lost in thought.
And if I can, Roy, if I can make, I know you're very busy, but if I can make one more comment, the fact is this. You know, there are times that I call, and, your call screeners, they seem to be making up their own mind on which phone call to take. And I think it's really your decision. If for some reason you felt that my subject wasn't acceptable, I think, you're the one that's knowledgeable. They'll say, well, that's
the truth of the matter, I don't know, but you seem like a decent caller. I don't see why anybody, you weren't turned away today. The screener does have to get rid of some of the people that call, and that's their job.
David made a tape one time. He says, no matter who you are, because he was hung up on himself. He says, no matter who you are, call our show and Roy decide, you know?
Well, you know what? I used to have a radio program in the 1960, 61, 62. And I didn't have any call screeners. I had 10 lines coming in. I just answered all the phones. But Americans were very noble people in those days. And so you really didn't have to screen anybody out there. There was wonderful conversations. I have had thousands of tapes. And, you can't really listen to them because there's four tracks and there's no machinery anymore that you can hear them anymore. But the people were just marvelous to talk with. Marvelous, but to Americans are so broken. They've lost their mouth. They've lost their drive. They've lost their desire to communicate. It's hard to get people to call on this program. It's hard to get people to give sensible calls. They don't even know what sensible is. They take offense when you tell them the truth. The truth is, when anybody can make you angry, they own you. And it also could be that many people can own you. You could become so suggestible, you admit almost anybody will do anything for anybody. Or you rebel against everybody, and you become antisocial, and you could become a broken person. But it's also, your reaction will always make you repulsive or be attractive or repulsive. It's attraction or repulsive. You'll be drawn to the person that's motivating you, that's upsetting you. And you want to serve them, you feel guilty, you feel like the guilt is your anger, and the guilt makes you think haven't done enough for that person, that perhaps that person's right, and you start to doubt yourself. The minute you start to get angry, you start to doubt. And doubt kills you. Just the doubt is a little voice inside you that always makes you think the worst about everything, and you buy it. I remember the first time I encountered that. Are you there? Still there, my friend? Oh, he did. I remember driving on my bicycle going to work, but before I left, my little apartment along the beach. The beach was with barbed wire and landmines, but I just 10 miles to the two of my. I was an apprentice diamond cutter, and so I locked my normal business was just to try the door before I left, and it was locked. But as I got down the bottom of the stairs, something in my head said, you didn't lock the door. I said, where'd you get that from? I did lock the door, but it was sort of like a voice. It was my own voice in my own head. So I went up there, and I checked the door, and indeed it was locked. I pulled and pushed it, and I was 5 miles on the way to my work in the snow. And something said, but you really didn't lock the door. That's it. That's the voice of doubt. And I said, screw you. I did lock the door, and that was the end of it for me. But if you give in to that, you can't stop. And I can show you how to have faith again. It's not as, and it can come when you're angry. If somebody can make you angry, they can make you morose. They can make you doubt. A doubt is it's the opposite to faith. It's a faith in something dark. It's a faith in the sound of a voice in your head. And God does not talk to you in words. He talks to you in a wordless way, in knowing. Like when I was riding that bicycle, I didn't say to myself, basically, I locked the door. I knew I locked the door. I didn't have to say, I locked the door. But I did say, screw you, to myself, in a matter of speaking. I get it. I don't know who you are, but not for me. And I've been tempted a few times from people, in people. They want you to make you doubt yourself. That's how they rule you. So when a person who doubts themselves will always want to find somebody who's more innocent and naive and upset them into doubting themselves. When you doubt yourself, you're believing in the person who made you doubt yourself. It does sound complicated, but if I can upset you and own you, then I can also reverse your faith. I can make you believe a lie is the truth, and the truth is the lie. And once you've fallen from the safety zone of innocence, you're in the hands, in a manner of speaking, in the hands of a dark side, and you cannot escape. And that's why I have cure stress device. I have a gift, and I'm sharing it with you. It's taken me 60 years to arrive at this, and actually I've discovered it way back, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. It's a long time to put it all together, but it's. There's no religious language in it. There is no religious language in it. I got to take, when you go to my website, and it's got Cure Stress Book, it says Judeo-Christians, it's a Judeo-Christian principles. But the truth of the matter is, you don't need those Judeo-Christian principles. They are principles in the heart of every human being that's born. It says the Jewish people, the chosen people, discovered it, and they implemented it, and they built a system around it, a culture. But the culture, it became too much of a culture for me. I couldn't stand all that rigmarole and that all those prayers and all that jabber that I couldn't understand, the stuff I had to learn. I dropped the Bible one time on the ground. And he said, pick up that Bible and kiss it. I said, you know what you can kiss. And that was the end of it for me. I was going to put up with that. I'm strong. In a sense, I know what my own heart's telling me. I know the dark side. I recognize it. I see the dark side in the ministers. I see the dark side in people who, in high places, who deem themselves superior to you so they can guide you. You don't need any guidance. You just need a way to find the entrance within yourself. There's a knock, and you should knock on the door, and it will be open to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. It's an inner door. And when the door opens to you, you don't go through it. Something comes through into you. And you can get that. The military has 400,000 and growing. They have 400,000 of this message of how you get there inside yourself, how you can learn to fight, to arm yourself with resilience to stress. Resilience. They can't handle. Bad people can't advance when you are resilient.
good Lord, time's going very fast. And hello, here I am. If you want to have a question answered, I am a little bit feisty tonight, but I think I've said a lot of good things, and I started off with one simple one, which is who owns you, who upsets you, who angers you, owns you. And all you have to say is, who do I hate? Yes, who do I resent? Do I help my mama, my daddy? What do I help? The person that raped me? The parents who didn't protect me? It doesn't matter. Hate is why they did it to you. They took pleasure in robbing you of your innocence and taking your life force and leaving you with something rotten of them inside. And they are happy that you hate them. You're helpless if you hate them. At the very worst of it, you become one of them. And that's terrible. That's when you see those murders in schools and stuff. It's sort of coming back to hate to take revenge on the system years later. That's all it is. We never had this kind of stuff when I was young. Not when I came to this country, that was no such thing. It's only because we're becoming the things we hate. And we worship the things we hate because remember what I said, hurt and rescue? The kind of person that rises to the occasion of your needs when you're all forlorn and broken is the very person who'll take the rest of you. Now, every now and then you find a real person, so don't get me wrong. Every now and then, but you might not appreciate them. You might not appreciate them. You might, but you might miss it. Is that slippery? But generally speaking, your brokenness cries outwardly. And it's almost as though you've crooned sweetly for the presence of the underworld, and it rises up in people around you. And you're all drawn to the wrong people. How many of you are drawn to the wrong people? Hey, come on now. Are you drawn to the wrong people? You belong to a gang? Belong to the wrong people. You belong to a church that just fuddles around with words? It makes you learn and do boogie-woogie down the aisle? You're nutty as a fruitcake. You can imagine Jesus going down the aisle, you know, whacking his fanny and singing the blues. Come on. That's not religion. Religion is supposed to be passed from father to son. You know, I mean, husband to wife. And, you know, one to each other. All you've got... Listen, I'm not saying that history... But history isn't mystery. It's nice to have the mystery. I woke up one day and said, I never read the New Testament, but somebody brought it to my attention when I helped them with a problem. I said, oh. So you turn to this page. You see, what you're saying is what he says. And I saw all the things he said. I said, oh, that's who you are. That's who you are. See? So history aids the mystery, doesn't it?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
But do you understand the principle of hurt and rescued? I first started out by saying, who angers you, stresses you, owns you. It may take a while. If they can anger you enough, they will. The more they anger you, the more you're indebted to their need their approval. They've robbed you of faith and implanted in you a seed of them, so that they have recreated you in their image, and that nature inside you cries out for them, for them to love you, to approve of you. And so therefore
you become addicted. The minute you start to get upset, the minute you start to get stressed, that person owns you that way. When somebody makes you angry, they own you. That is a short way of saying it. And so I'm trying to show it to you in several different ways. When you are stressed, stress is the trial and tribulation of a champion of heaven. You on this earth to be tried to suffer until you see why you are suffering and why you are broken and why you are sick and why everything is going wrong is because you're being tricked into by stress, by cruelty. Cruelty is testing you, testing you and breaking you until you find trying to find an answer to your problem with drink and drugs and alcohol and sex, you name it, trying to find the relief of the pain. All that happens is more and more, the hungrier you beget, the more and more people, places and things, drug pushers, sex idols, alcohol, gambling. All the wrong people rise from hell, from their graves, to give you the sense of worth that's worthless, and you become a slave of the worthless worth. That's what it is, and you can love somebody so much you could die, would want to kill for them. It's so dynamic, so painful. But see, there's got to come a point in your life when the light that follows you is the light that could save you, but the light that follows you looks like the enemy because it feels like pain. It's very hard when the little boy, when he steals money from the daddy's night table to buy his thing he wants, it's a terrible pain for him to admit when his father comes in, "Did you steal that money, Johnny?" The pain is huge. He's crossed the line. He took what didn't belong to him. This is not an animal. Humans are not animals. It wouldn't bother a chicken. If the daddy chicken said to my brother, "Did you take that chicken?" "Yeah, it's my right. I got it first. I ate it first. It's mine." That's the law of the jungle. We're not under those laws. But we come under laws much, much more severe. Evil. That's what it is, evil. And what you rot is an evil government. What's risen to help you now to solve your collective problems of vice and sexuality and lust and drunkenness and gambling and mental illness and diabetes and eating yourself sick and all the things that come from stress. All the things that come from stress, but stress is evil. But people are evil. Some people are curable, but they are under a compulsion to play that role. We're all under a compulsion to do unto others what was done to us. We are under a compulsion, and we may not see it. If you're born a cannibal, you won't see anything wrong with being a cannibal. There's no way out. If you're born in Jerusalem, the chances are where there's not so much pressure that you could be Jewish. But if you're born in Saudi Arabia, you would have little chance except to be what they made you. No way out. If you're born in America, you could be a good person or a bad person. But the trouble is there's so many bad ones, so many people broken and breaking each other, doing unto others what was done unto them. But these people are not necessarily bad people, but they're doing evil work. They're doing harm to each other. The bully in school may not really be a bully. He's just taken on the mantle of his dad who bullied him. He's become the thing he hates. Whatever upset him owns him. And it acts through him. And it lives through him. And he creates other bullies. He bullies other people and they respond to him, and he creates a bully of his bullies of his own. He's got his own gang. And he is the chief cook and bottle washer of the gang. And the gang needs his reassurance. Like Adolf Hitler is needed by the Germans, and the gang leader is needed by the followers. There's something about something mystique. He's the center of the universe of their recreation. Their recreations. Broken people are recreated. When you are upset, you are recreated. What upsets you owns you. It puts in something inside you that cries out for the reassurance from the person who upset you. And then you find yourself bonded to it, thinking you're loving it. And you raise it up as a political army, a political force that will people can't help you. They shouldn't be helping. You should be helping yourself. You shouldn't be in that mess. Everybody who tries to help you is only going to make you worse. There are very few people who know how to help anybody. Yeah, people can help you from drowning. I get that. But they can't help you from a spiritual malaise. Can't do it. Right now, we have a really dangerous country. Our countrymen, our fellow Americans, are split. We are split in two. Those who have not, but they've been bred to have not. And the have-nots are dependent upon those who have. Those who work are slaves of those who do not work. And the money they get from us goes through the government, and they take their big share. And they feed their minions. And that money is addiction, and that addiction is worse than heroin. And when those people find that there's no money, won't buy anything for them, they're going to come and tear your guts out. That's what they're going to do. Because your president is their dark knight. Pleasant fellow. But it always says, devil is a gentleman. Okay, now, take our calls. Dealing with fear. And I have blocks. Hello, this is Roy. Is this Bruce?
Yes. Excuse me.
Sorry to keep you waiting, yep. Bruce. I just that's can't okay. get over myself sometimes.
That's okay. Roy, I've got a few issues, but the main issue I am dealing with is fear. And it's basically, I've had it my whole life.
You know what the scripture says about that? Who hath fear is not made perfect in love. And what does that mean? Love, where hate is, love is absent. And it says there, fear and hate are two sides of the same coin. If you're angry, you have fear.
Well, what the fear has caused is a real block in preventing me from even from overcoming this or having the fight in me or the want to overcome
it. No, it's depleted. It's sapped your will. It sapped your natural willpower. Although the willpower is the wrong language. It sapped your resources. You're helpless. Well, it's taken everything. It's taken almost everything you got to fight back.
Well, I haven't fought back.
I know, yeah. But long as you don't fight back, listen. When you are made angry, you got two choices. You're owned by the person that upset you. Now, your anger is not a defense, and it's also not a defense. But you see, when you're angry, you've actually opened the door and given something of yourself to the bully. And you'll always have two options: to be a bully, because in other words, if you want to be strong, you have to be one of him. You have to be a bully. You have to do to somebody else what was done to you, and then you can be strong. But you're a wrong strong. So the alternative, if you're not going to be a bully, you have to cower and go along to get along. So you spend your whole life going along, getting along, giving up your whole life force to other people, either to one person or distributing it to everybody.
And that's what I want to overcome. And even... But I never have the drive to do it. And
no, you don't have it. You don't have it. But my dear friend, you have to understand, this is a heavenly principle.
We are not talking about something that you could, so you can reconnoiter, you can go to some depot and buy it, or some medicine, or some guru. There's no place on this earth that you can find what's missing. Only if you be still and understand the hatred that you harbor inside that you don't see. All you see is fear. And you begin to hate yourself when somebody makes you afraid. And you immediately give up something of yourself. Anybody who can make you afraid makes you give up something of yourself until there's hardly anything left for you to do anything with.
Well, and that's, see, and I understand that I have your CD, but I've listened to it once and I fell asleep during it. And even when I go to, like I say, I'm going to put it on, I get diverted in my mind. I cause other thoughts to come in, and it's this block that comes over me.
You know the old saying,
prevents me.
I understand all that. I understand that you just, you.
Like, I'll get off the radio, you'll say, go listen to my CD, and I'll say, yes, Roy, I will. I'll go.
I have a saying, if you're not committed, you'll be committed. I always say that, when you're not committed. You're not committed to find that spark of light that you had when you were a child. There's a spark, a place that, you know, Jesus said it, and I absolutely believe it because I see people have it, and I see people who don't have it, and you're one person. I don't see you have it yet. You think you can find it in yourself. You think you can find it outside somewhere, in a person, in a CD. Actually, the CD is only a trail of breadcrumbs to the inside place where God awaits to give you this power back again. And only Him can give this to you. It cannot come from any human being. It cannot come from me. It will come when you sit quietly. If you sit quietly, you're going to see something awful rising. And you're afraid to see that. You're afraid to see what a miserable wretch you are. What a miserable nothing you become, that you stand for nothing.
I see, and so, I understand. And now, to get to that point is employing your... I know I may not find it in your CD, but in order
to... No, it's not in the CD. It's in you. The CD will guide you to that. The CD will guide you to it. But something inside you doesn't want you, or you don't want it. You prefer to go on looking, looking, looking. Oh, don't go away. Don't go away. Be right back. Okay. You know, I've been forgetting to mention that we sold all of the Cure Stress devices, you know, the little credit card computer. And some of you should be getting them now. All of you will get them this week for sure for the new year, and I'm just longing to hear some responses about that. It is absolutely a godsend. It's just a simple thing you put in your pocket, and the military. I wish I had enough money to give them all one, but I don't have that. I give CDs out to them, but it's not as effective as giving them a computer that they put them in the wallet. And a pair of earphones that they put in their pockets, and they have a charger they can put in a knapsack, and they can get somebody else's, get some way of, it's a recharger. It's 10 hours of listening, 10 hours of battery time, and you can recharge it God knows how many times. And so if you go to my website, fhu.com, you'll see what it looks like. But if you go to another website called curestressdevice.com, you'll be able to take some friends over there, and you'll be able to press a button, a little round button with an arrow. Press that, click on that, and you can hear what the introduction is. Introduction's like music. And I can't understand why you would turn away from that, but some people will. For some people are so dark, they will turn away from the light because it's painful. Some people don't mind the pain because it's a redeeming pain. Because it isn't you that's dying. It's the sin that made a home in you that dies. And so you've identified with the thing inside you. You've got to be careful identifying with that other self. The other self that makes you doubt. It's a sort of a negative belief. Doubt is a negative belief. So is worry, a negative belief. Isn't it wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could walk in light, in the inner light, free, and not play the game of the world, so that nothing could touch you, not till the day you die? They want to bring you down. Don't get me wrong. It isn't that even people who don't mean any harm to you, they are infected by it. It's like a disease. They're infected by it. They still will hurt you. But if you don't hurt them back, there's a chance that they will recover, and you will infect them for the good. Okay, it's curestressdevice.com or 800-877-3227, business hours, West Coast time.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, Bruce. Are you still there? Is Bruce still there? Are you still there, Bruce? Hello? Is Bruce there? Okay. I don't think people are not liking my answers. But I'm not giving you an answer. I'm going to tell you what your problem is. Then you say, oh, that's what I'm doing wrong. You know, it's when I say to you, I started the program by saying, amongst other things like eating, you know, a food thing I was talking about, how to deal with, you know, eating the wrong kind of food. But I started the program mainly by saying that what makes you angry owns you. And who does Marcus Aurelius say? How much more grievous is the consequence of anger than its cause? It's well known. And Marcus Aurelius, the last of the famous, the noble Roman emperors. How much more grievous is the consequence of losing your cool than the cause? It's just a little thing, a little trifle. And watch how people would spin things, play back something you didn't say, say you did say it, and to trap you into a whirlpool of upset. There's all kinds of games. But if you will find what I'm suggesting you do, you go to my website, if you go to my website, fhu.com, and you can actually download the content of the device, which is a little wallet. Actually, this is catering to older people who don't know how, or younger people who do not know how to use a computer or download anything. So if you have an iPhone, you could go to my website, fhu.com, and you could click and you could download and you can listen to it with your earphones. I suggest you listen to it with your earphones. You don't want everybody to hear what I'm saying. It's got to be very private. So you need a pair of earphones anyway, but you've got your device, the iPhone and whatever they are. I can't remember them all, sorry. I have a little cheapy myself that recognizes my voice. I have it in my pocket when I get in my car. I just had one installed there. My son gave me a present for Christmas, and he installed it in my older car. It's very nice, but the point is, I don't have that device where I can download anything. But you do. Everybody's got that, so you may not need the device. You just need a pair of earphones so you can be quiet somewhere. And you go to my website and download the substance of it. And the military have over 400,000, way over 400,000 downloads and CDs. 4-1. 100,000 CDs and the rest, I've lost count. And it's doing them a lot of good. But not enough, because you can't take that into battle with you. But a soldier could take, a person can take, be free and have one of these little devices that's just a little credit card computer. It's got four buttons, on, off, loud, soft, and track one, track two. It's just four little buttons. And it has little instructions next to it. And it has pure golden quality. And it's 10-hour battery life. So you don't need your charger till you get home. And you listen to it. There's no religious language in it at all. And yet it will bring you to your Creator. Nobody knows how it works. I've got psychiatrists, army psychiatrists, generals. One Dr. Bradley in one of the big hospitals, Dr. Colonel Bradley, he wants to write, he's recommended it to the Surgeon General, but he wants to write a scientific piece just to explain why it works. But you can't find it in science. It's there. It works. It leads you to a door. It's not really a door, but that's the closest thing I can say. It leads you to a place inside you where the door opens and something comes in and drives the dark side out. And you just have to stand by and watch it with like magic. And there's also a fear that will come. You'll have a fear because the fear will not be yours. The fear will be the dark side that's been talking to you with your voice all these years. And you've been following that voice, the intellectual voice. And any time you had a good idea, it would always make you doubt it. You can't have a life like that. And this country's going down because there's so many people like that. They've elected, they've cried out for the devil, and he rose up as if you crooned all sweetly for his presence. He's now your president. See? And so, you'll see, he's playing with you. He's flippant with you. He plays footsies with you. He irritates you. He annoys you. He pleases some, ticks other people off. But the people who he pleases are the ones that he loves. He's a rescuer of those people. And the rescuer is the dope pusher. He rescues the dope pusher from his conscience. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back with an address in a minute so that you can write down the name of the website to go to. I do appreciate your support this time of year. If you're going to give a gift, the nicest gift you can give is to the Foundation of Human Understanding, because we have a prison outreach, and the books are flying out at 100 a day at least. The last time I looked, 150 a day, the prisons are hungry for it. I can't keep up with it. I can't keep up with everything. And I need more money. I need more money to do what... I need to be more money to become the media. I want to be the only man standing when I'm finished. Because there's an attack on conservative radio. There's a huge attack. Soros is attacking it. And every one of them trying to destroy the conservative voice. You're not going to destroy me. I want to be able to buy my time if I can't get it in any other way. So please help me. Send money so I can stay on the air. Right now, I've got an agreement with Talk Radio Network, and I have an agreement with them, and it's a business agreement, and I'm able to get some radio time. Not that I'm not paying for it, I am, but it's a good deal. So right now, temporarily, I'm okay, but I need more strength behind me. I need more people behind me. Please support the program with your tax deductible donations, and if you want to go to my website. To the website on Cure Stress and get a device and give it to a friend. It's really pretty. It's my picture, and you know, you'll see it. Go to curestressdevice.com.